Marion, Madam Librarian.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are so happy to have on the phone with us today Julia Carlos. She is the manager of the Pleasant Hill Library in Hastings, and she is chomping at the bit to tell us about all the great things going on there. Julia, I feel like I haven't talked to you forever. How have you been?
I'm doing pretty well. It was a enjoyable summer, but now, I don't know, fall is my favorite season, so apples and
right
leaves and
yes, and you know what, fall is so lovely, but boy, summer was a good time, I'm sure, for you to see some people. And I know that COVID has really changed the way the library is working, but you still have many, many of the same services. So tell us how the summer went. What did you do during summer?
Sure. Well, at the beginning of, summer is usually a really busy time at the library.
Yes.
We have all the kids out of school and they're coming in to do our summer discovery program. And we have lots of events. And this year we weren't able to do any of that in the normal way, but we were able to partner with our local Hastings schools here, and we distributed 2,400 books and summer discovery activity logs through the meals program that the schools were doing in the spring. And then we were a summer meals pickup site for, some of those kids who get free and reduced lunch during the school year. They might also need some food support over the summer. So it was really exciting to get to partner with the school district.
Julia, because you guys haven't done something like that in the past. And was it something that you thought, I think of kids coming in to get books, but food is a pretty necessary thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so I think it's great, and I think you were a visible place for that. I think it's good for everybody to see it. It was an easy come in and come out pickup spot.
And we're, we like to, I hope that people see us as a hub in the community, that everybody knows about the library and everybody feels comfortable coming here, or, they've been here before, so it's easy to be like, oh yeah, I know where that is. I'll go get there and get my stuff. And then we did that pretty much all summer. And
that's pretty special. Did you use your staff or was it volunteers? Who helped with that, please?
There was some staff involvement and then some of the school district staff. So we got it done pretty slick because we were doing pickup 2 days a week. So kids would get meals for multiple days.
It's just so wonderful. I love stories like that. That's so great.
Yeah,
I'm glad that you got to be a part of that, Julia. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you just never know what is going to develop. And I think, there's been a lot of bad stuff with the pandemic, of course. But there's been, too, some unique things that I never would have thought of. The nutrition services folks who, I'm trying to think of other things we can do to partner with them, because they were just a joy to work with, and we love reaching kids with whatever they need. So that was pretty fun. And then in the middle of the summer, it was actually kind of right after we talked the last time, we did reopen our doors a little bit more. So we're doing what we're calling express services right now, which means that our hours currently are Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9 to 5, and then Tuesday and Thursday from 11 to 7. So it's a little more limited than our previous hours at the moment, but you can come in the library, and we're encouraging masks, of course, are required for everybody, but you can come in and pick up your holds or look for items or use a computer or, fax something. I feel like a lot of faxing.
There's a lot faxing.
Of unemployed folks.
Of course. So they're using the fax
machine. Apply for jobs or fill out some paperwork for something. So we're helping out. We're a place that you can still do that. unfortunately, you know, we've removed some of the comfy seating, and we don't
have
study rooms or meeting rooms.
Julia, why'd you do that?
Well, just because, you know, one of the things that our public health folks are telling us is that, you know, it's the time and the all breathing the same air that passes this thing around, and we're trying to, you know, keep everybody safe and healthy. So even though we usually love it when people come and hang out at the library, right now we're encouraging everyone to keep their visits brief and a little more business-oriented than just the hanging out.
So is that why it's called Library Express?
That's exactly right.
Okay. So tell me exactly what that looks like. I can still come in and snoop around, but are you going to time me?
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I think that most people pretty responsible, and we do have somebody at the door. We're monitoring our capacity so we don't get too crowded.
Sure.
But we're not, you know, sticking a timer on anyone.
Okay.
So we're just making sure we know how many folks are in our building, so we're not getting too crowded, and we're just checking on people's masks when they come in, and if you forgot yours, because we're also getting used to that, I think.
Right.
We, you know, have one we can give you if you forgot.
You know, Julia, I bet people really miss coming into the library, though, because for so many people, and I know especially when our kids were younger, that was just a part of our day. I mean, we would go there with the kids, and they would snoop around. They would go to some of the programming by Miss Barb, find books to check out and bring home, and it's just such an experience, and I'm sure people miss that, and I'm sure you, as a librarian, miss the energy of the library.
Yeah, it's a little bit, you know, a little different, but I did this morning have a really good conversation with a kid who was checking out a lot of books. She was here with her mom and little sibling, and we were talking about they were checking out so many books, I thought the receipt might be taller than this kid.
Oh.
And it came up to her shoulder. So they had a lot
cute.
Of, you can still, you know, get lots of books.
I love
That's
that. So you mentioned holds. How does that work, please? Can I go online and find a book?
Yes, there's a couple different ways to place holds. You can go through the library website, which is dakotacounty.us/library, and then you click on catalog and search for things. You can also, there's a Dakota County Library app that you can get in the Apple App Store or the Google App Store. It's free, and you can put your card in there, and it'll remember it for you. I like to use that, actually, because it'll pull up your barcode, and you can scan that in the app on our self-check machine when you come check things out. So you can use that to place holds. If you're having trouble finding something, you know, you can give us a call, and we can help you with that. Our number is 651-438-0200, and we'll answer the phone during our library hours, and you can, you know, we'll help you find things that might come from anywhere in Dakota County, or if you have something really specialized or just kind of unique, we can look at other libraries across the state and get things that way. So there's kind of a few different ways.
That's pretty nice. And then if we do get something on hold, how long do we have to read it?
Well, so once it's here, you know, it comes in our delivery, and then once it's here, you have 10 days to come pick it up. And then when you check it out, you usually have 3 weeks to have it on loan.
Okay.
It's a week for DVDs and a few other things, but most things are 3 weeks. And right now, just because, you know, things are a little more complicated, we are doing automatic renewals, which is kind of handy.
Okay. Is that over the phone or over internet? How does that work, please?
To get notified?
Sorry, to do an automatic renewal?
Oh, that just happens. You can also renew online or by calling us, but right now it's also happening like 3 days before something's due. The computer will look and see if anyone else has requested it, and if no one has requested it, and it'll renew, and it'll do that up to twice.
That's so nice.
Have a little longer.
And did you tell me that you're waiving fees?
Yeah, right now we just, you know, some folks are staying home more or just, you know, we wanted to make, I don't know, just take a little stress out of it. So right now we're not charging late fees.
Well, your fees were hardly cost prohibitive. I mean, I think they were like 35.
So, I mean, if you do what I did and dump a bowl of chili into your book, we're probably still, or your dog eats it. We'll still charge you for that, but we're not doing the.
Okay, let's get back to the bowl of chili story. What?
Oh, yeah, I did that. It was, I don't know. This is what happens when you read a library book sitting on the couch and eating at the same time, apparently. So I did.
Oh, no. Did you have to face up to somebody? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. Who was it? Was it Miss Barb?
I don't remember. I think I actually charged myself for it, but I had to ask one of our circulation people to make sure I was doing it right. Because I'm like, I need to make sure that I'm paying the library the right amount of money for this book that I ruined.
I'm so glad. Now that makes me feel better.
Well, yeah, that's why I tell people all the time. Yeah. It's like, we understand, you know, life happens. And, you know, I work at the library and I am here all the time and I can't always bring my books back on time. So we know it happens.
You know what I love? That's why I like your iBooks, or what are they called?
The e-books.
The e-books, because when they're due, they just poof away off your computer. Yep. And so you don't even have to think about it. I mean, it's a bummer if you're not in you're in the middle of a great book and it poofs away. But yeah, it's pretty nice.
It'll just go back and on to the next person when it's time. But one thing that is nice, like even if it does disappear on you, it will, if you check it out again, your app should remember where you were. So at least you don't have to try to figure out, okay, what page was I on?
So nice.
It might know for you.
So tell us about some of your programming, because I know that's a big, big thing that a lot of your customers really love, to come and do programming. Are you still able to accommodate programming?
Right now, our focus for programming is online programming. So there's things like, we're still doing story times on Monday mornings at 9:30. So you can get a weekly story time and you can still watch the old ones on Facebook.
Come on, tell us about that. Is this off of your Facebook page?
Yeah, so sometimes we have things on Facebook. Sometimes there's things that there's like art classes, or we're doing some small business classes. There's an author event next week with Shannon Gibney, who's a Minnesota Book Award-winning author, is doing a Zoom event. So you can register, or some of them, so the Facebook ones, you just can go to the Facebook page. And you don't even have to have a Facebook account to access those. They just, if you find the library's Facebook page, which is linked through our website, then you'll just be able to watch those. Some of them you register through our calendar, and we send you a link to the Zoom. But right now, you know, we're doing career and small business workshops because there's a lot of interest and need in that. Like tomorrow there's a grant writing workshop. Next week there's one for people who work in the arts. There's an event next week about funding your business. So there's a lot of, and there's even things like LinkedIn skills if you're looking for a job.
So
there's a lot of really cool events through that. That program for adults, because a lot of people, I think, are, you know, using this opportunity to think about what they do with their job and should they start a business or try to do something else or learn a new skill. So there's a lot we wanted to support all of that learning people are doing.
And the library has always been a great resource for job hunters. I know that. It's just incredible. When you go to the Dakota County Library website, there are so many things that you don't even know that they're there. I would encourage people to go to the site. Also, how's the homework help thing going? Have you ever used that?
So that online, it's BrainFuse Help Now. So it's live online tutors. They're available from 1 p.m. to 11 p.m. every day. So you can create a free account there and then get help from somebody on tutoring, and they'll help you build skills. They can even help with writing. So especially, you know, parents, if you, you know, forgot everything you ever learned about chemistry or whatever, these Help Now folks might be able to help your kiddo out with something that you cannot manage.
No, and there's nothing more frustrating than not being able to help your child with homework.
Sure, yeah, and it's different now with so many people doing either full distance learning or they're doing hybrid learning. So, you know, I think I have so much love and respect for all of our teachers who are kind of reinventing how they do their jobs. But, you know, it means that the ways kids are getting support in their learning is different than it previously was. So this is one of the tools that we have available. I mean, it's been available for years, but I think now is even more important than it might have been previously when we're all doing things a little bit in ways we're kind of making up as we go along, I think.
And all of this is accessible if you have a library card.
That's right.
How do you get a library card, Julia?
There's a couple ways to do that. You can either stop in the library and we'll want to see your picture ID and something that shows your address. So if your driver's license shows your current Dakota County address on it, that's all you need. We also have now an online library card application that you can register that way. It's linked off of our coronavirus page on our website. So you can sign up there and you get digital access almost right away. And then we'll follow up by mailing you a card once we partner with our the Dakota County Geographic Information Systems Department, GIS, and they help us verify all the addresses are real addresses. So that's pretty cool. So you can apply online for a library card, too, if you haven't had one before.
You know, that is really helpful.
Yeah, that was an innovation that I think that I was really impressed by, you know, developed by our IT folks. I think that was something they got up and running really quickly at the beginning of the pandemic, and it's seen some steady use of new cards, and I think that's really awesome.
Well, Julia, we're so grateful that you told us all about all the fun things going on. Anything else we should know about the Pleasant Hill Library?
Well, I can give you a little something to look forward to or keep your eyes open for. We are talking about adding in some Saturday hours, which I know some folks have been looking for. So you can I don't have any hard and fast details yet, but I think it's should be coming pretty soon, some more information about that.
I like that. Would you ever be so kind as to tip us off here at the radio station so we can spread the word?
When I have the official word that it's a done deal, I will email you and you can
love this. Breaking news, friends. We like
it.
We like it. Julia Carlos, she's the manager of the Pleasant Hill Library in Hastings. And boy, there's a lot of great ways that you can still use all the wonderful services that they have. And parents, I'm telling you, this homework help thing, this brain fuse thing, use that. It is so, so cool. I can't even say enough about it. So we're going to post something about that on our Facebook page. Julia, so great to chat with you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. And thank you for helping us get the word out.
Oh, we sure love doing that. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Madam Librarian, what can I do, my dear, to catch your ear? I